When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
All right, guys, we are live on the Bow Hunter Planet podcast. My name is Chris. I'm joined with Brian and Dave here tonight. And we also have Dan Yassa from PSC. So, Dan,
special guest in special the house. Guest. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's so exciting to have a bow brand in the house to talk to tonight. Don't usually get that. So it's very exciting you're here. And we can talk about PSC, which is a great company. Been around a very long time and have some amazing patents and technology on their bows. But, you know, I guess let's take it from the point of, you know, what's new at PSC. I guess that's the first thing. You know, what do you guys get going this year?
Well, we got a lot of really cool things that have happened at PSC in the last couple of years. For sure, the big one last year was the Evol Cam. When that came out, it was a huge hit, and you're starting to slowly see that get worked into the line through the target bows. Now we have a speed bow, putting it on the carbon bow. So it's a lot of cool things kind of revolving right now around our Evol Cam system.
Yeah, that cam is awesome. Like, because that was one of the things I remember last year about the bow was like, man, it's so smooth. Like, I was just like, man, they finally got it, you know? Because I remember the Omen days, and that had a little bit of a coming over the top at the very end, but it's a powerhouse bow, too. So we'll fair about it. It was made for speed. But that Evol Cam was like, whoa, you know, this is what I've been waiting for from PSE. I was so excited when I shot that bow last year. So, but very exciting. I mean, Chris, you shoot competitive for PSE, so mm-hmm. I guess what do you see on that side as far as, target?
So, I mean, as far as the bows go, they've been amazing. I mean, when Dan first introduced the bows to me and we talked about the different bows and options you had, that Evol Cam and knowing where the direction of the company was headed was really awesome. It's a versatile cam. I mean, there's not a lot of bow companies that are really giving that much versatility to a single cam. They're building bows around that entire system, it kind of seems like.
Yeah, we've got things people don't think about on that cam system is you can go from anywhere from 90% down to a 65% hold let off, and then we also have now a speed option that you see on the Expedite, and you can actually put that speed mod on any bow that has the Evol Cam on it and get about 10 to 12 feet per second out of it. So
you can
make that bow have the feel good 90 to 80% let off. Or if you're wanting to drop your draw weight down, if you're shooting 55 pounds and put the speed mod on it, you're still going to be screaming.
What I think is really cool is, like, for me right now, I've been shooting the Evol 35. And what I actually really like about that bow, and that was introduced last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing I really like about that bow is that's kind of your catch-all bow. I mean, 35 inches axle to axle, a 6.5-inch brace height. I've got all three mod options, so I can run a 65 to 75% let-off range for indoor target. I can run my 80 to 90s for hunting, and I can also run the fast let-off cam or the fast let-off module for 3D if I play in all three. So I have a bow that'll work for absolutely everything, and I can shoot it at a comfortable speed. But one thing that I really want to talk about with this cam that I was really impressed by is the feel. I mean, you're getting an ultra smooth draw cam, but you're getting performance that we haven't really seen out of a bow that draws this smooth.
That's a great bow. Yeah. Man.
That was something that, I mean, engineers kind of had an idea what kind of speed it was going to get, but once they actually put the bows together, they were actually really, really shocked at the speeds we got out of it, even at 90% let off. So the combination of the X-Force limb technology, the really preloaded limbs with the binary cam, the quad track binary cam, it just works really, really well together and gives you the smooth feel that people want, but getting the speed that we've always been known for.
I'm just amazed, too, at the weight of these bows, how you're still, it says 4.6 pounds. I I mean, you got such a big package for just a little bit of weight.
Oh, for that one. Yeah, the Evolve 35.
You know what I mean?
I'll say, I know you're not talking about the carbon.
No. I'm just thinking about the Evolve 35.
4.6. It's like, no.
4.6.
I was like, wait a minute. Timeout.
Holy cow. No, you know what I mean?
You might be 4.6 fully set up with that one.
Right.
Oh, this one here. Yeah, the carbon. Let's talk about carbon real quick. I mean, that's obviously a big deal for PSC. You guys launched. Well, actually, I'll let you talk about it. It's a great thing.
Yeah, so the riser we had last year had a bridge on it. We changed it this year a little bit just to kind of give it a little bit sleeker, more stealthy look. Obviously, that's the stealth name came from. It kind of looks like a stealth bomber with all the lines and angles and stuff on it. So the cool thing about the way this riser is made is it's all laid out as one single piece. So we've got the S-Rack technology foam that's inside the riser itself. The carbon gets wrapped around it with the resin, and then it gets cured that way. So you've got a solid one-piece riser. The pocket's integrated into the carbon. The rod's integrated into the carbon. And it's just a really, really cool feature. And then having that vibration-dampening S-Rack technology inside the riser itself makes it just a super, super dead-in-your-hand bow.
That's a beautiful bow. It looks great.
Yeah. I mean, for carbon bows, I mean, technology is really headed that way. I mean, a lot of companies are really moving into a very carbon-heavy hunting lineup.
Yeah, types of carbon, though, let's be clear.
Right,
there's premium carbon, there's medium carbon, and low-end carbon.
Right.
So, and I know that you guys do the premium carbon. That's why I brought that up, because it is important, because people might look at it and say, why is that bow so much money compared to that one? They're both carbon. That's not necessarily true.
Some people say, well, that carbon bow is only whatever the low-end carbon from another company is. It's like, well, it's not really the same.
Look at everything you described that's inside also, you know what I mean, with the foam and all that.
Yeah, we're not talking just a mold that's put together made of carbon, has carbon in it. This is a serious machine right here. This isn't like, and I've actually shot this one, but I shot the predecessor, and it was amazing. Like, I remember thinking, like, wow, this bow is sick, you know, and I could just imagine how amazing it is. In fact, before you leave tonight, we got to get this thing shot, maybe even on the live stream. Carr can hold the thing out the door here, and you guys can take a couple shots so people can see it. But amazing, beautiful bow. Great job. What is this extra screw on here, this wedge lock?
So the wedge lock in our pocket. So every limb, whether you're starting at a 50-pound limb or a 70-pound limb, is going to have slight variances in thickness. So what the wedge lock does, there's actually a wedge inside the pocket. So once you put the limbs inside the pocket, you tighten down the two screws on the outside, that clamps the limbs down this way. Then the wedge on the inside will push the limbs out to the outside of the pocket. So it's a 100% zero tolerance, no slot pocket. You can squeeze on those things, move around. It cannot move inside that pocket. It's impossible.
Interesting. That's really cool.
Now, one thing that I did notice about this, especially with the new riser design, you guys have a new cable slide and a cable rod. The slide, we saw that last year, I believe, was the first year we saw that. Now, this rod is completely new for this year, right?
Yeah, so the rod this year, the FRS system, on the carbon last year, we had the roller glide, which would actually move in towards the arrow as you drew. This one gives you a little bit more tunability options with being able to move the rod in and out. And you can actually, if you, like, say you're running a really, really small arrow with a really small fletch on it, and you want to bring that rod in and make it where you've got as minimal clearance all the way through as you can. You can actually put a stiff rod in there too if you want to absolutely eliminate the flexing. But if you're running a hunting arrow with a big high profile fletch and you want to have that torque reduction at full draw, you leave the flex slide in there and that will flex in and take off torque at full draw.
Yeah. So for someone like me who likes to nerd out and tune stuff and never leave anything alone, it's amazing.
I think we should just call that tech series Nerd Out with Chris. Like that, we should just change the name to Nerd Out with Chris. Yeah. And then, I was going to say, Dan, I want to say thank you. And the reason is that I've told the story before on this podcast, but when I was going through a very big slump in my hunting career, and it was like basically 2002 to 2008, I went through the worst slump ever. I went through two different bows at the time, and I'll leave the brands out of it, but could never hit a deer. Like, well, literally kept missing.
Well, you
kept
can
missing.
Hit them, but I mean, sometimes.
I don't even remember. I don't remember wounding any, though, either. I missed like 15-yard pop shots. Like, it was the weirdest thing. And then I went to Bass Pro Shop, and I looked around, and I looked, and I saw this Bow Madness XS. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to buy this bow. and forget it. It wasn't even very expensive. It was a great deal. It was a full package, like at the time, I don't know, $5.99 or out the, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
So I bought it, you know, the guy set it up, and I went home, shot it a couple times. I want to say it had like a whisker biscuit on it. I can't remember for sure, but, and I was like, oh, this bow is sweet, you know, it feels great. So the first time I finally get it was in 2009. I'll never forget it because I just started Bowhunter Planet, and I just got in the field with this friend of mine, Sean Meisner. He let me come out and hunt, and he's like, oh, I got tons of does. Just come on out, you know, you can shoot. So I get out there, and it's getting dark, you know, starting to get late, and all of a sudden, like, all these deer come running in. I don't know what happened. Something happened out in the field. They all start running, and they're running deer everywhere. I'm like, psh. I draw back that bow, man. First deer stopped, I shot it, and I actually shot it. It was, like, kind of on an angle. I hit it, like, right in the front, dropped it. I mean, it went, like, 5 yards and dumped, and I'm like, yes! I was, like, the biggest PSC fan that year because I was, like, because it gave me back my confidence, and that's what I was getting to. Oh, yeah, it was a big deal for me. And after that, I really got into BHP heavy with the test lab. I started learning about other bows and brands and why that happened to me, that I had all these issues time and time again with missing these deer. And I'm like, what? You know, and what was happening is I was getting the bow I was shooting at the time was it was jumping. Like every time I shoot, it would pop. And I didn't realize it at the time. And I'm sure some of it's my fault too. I'm not saying it's just the bow, but it was like jumping. I ended up reading online that that's actually normal for that. That mm-hmm. bow specifically was having a lot of like, I don't know what the word is. Is it
feedback issues? Like
yeah, it was just popping right, up. Feedback, like, yeah. And I'm like, man. And I was telling him at the time, like, I don't know what to do, man. And you know, it's one of those things where it's like, do you go buy a bow, right? You bought this bow you had, and I paid. I don't remember what I paid for it. I don't even remember where I got that other bow, but it was a decent amount of money. And it's like, do I just go buy a new bow? So that was the feeling I remember, and I kept that feeling into the start of Bowhunter Planet. Like, I'm a consumer. I go buy this product. I'm spending my hard-earned money, right? And I got to get a product that works. PSC works. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's my point. That was the moral of my story, is it gave me back the confidence. That confidence, turn, really changed my mindset on hunting and, you know, getting back into it. I don't know if I ever really – I might have missed a deer from then on, but not many. That's my point. I hit a lot more deer, even like 50 yards. I was shooting further than I ever shot.
That bow helped you turn the corner.
That bow was a turning point for me, especially. And then from that point on, it was pretty much – and I was so happy and blessed when I originally talked to – and this is at the beginning stages of Bowhunter Planet. And originally, at some point, a couple years later, I ended up hooking up with Blake over there, and he ended up doing stuff at Bowhunter Planet. It was such – I was so happy because I was like, oh, my God, finally I got PSC on board to do test lab. And it was great because I had such fond memories of the brand, you know, going through that and seeing Pete at the ATA show. And it's just like – I was a fan, you know what I mean? So I was like, man, I you know, I didn't even know what to say to him. You know, you get to that point where you're like, and I know you guys see him all the time, so no big deal. But for a consumer and to see the guy who created this bow that really gave you your confidence, it means something. And that's what I love about the bow hunting industry. It actually means something to people, you know, and it meant a lot to me. So thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I didn't have anything to do with it. So,
let's kind of round back over to the website that too, a little bit. Yep. So, PSC did launch something brand new this year, which I actually was a huge fan of, not only bow-wise. I mean, the bows they came out with was fantastic, but you came out with a series system.
Yeah.
Now, the series system, I think, is fantastic. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that and kind of explain?
So when a consumer walks in the store, it's geared towards the guys working in the shops to try to help steer the consumer to a bow they're going to be happy with. Mm-hmm. Because if a guy comes in and wants a really, really smooth bow, but you end up selling them an Expedite with Fast Mods,
right,
he's not going to be happy in the long run because it's not the feel that he wants. So when someone comes in, it's like, okay, I want to get a new bow, but I don't know what I want to get. It's like, okay, well, what kind of shooter are you? That's the question you want to ask. Do you want a feel-good smooth bow? Do you want a bow that's really adaptable that you can grow into? Do you want a bow that's screaming fast, or do you want a target bow? So when someone walks in, you can kind of give them that feedback and have them tell you, okay, here's what I want out of a bow. And then we can take them to whatever section of this PSC section that they want.
Okay.
Well, honestly, it's something you just said just kind of hit me, because a lot of people go in and now they'll see what their buddies are getting, or they'll see what's on TV, what the people are using, you know, and, oh, I want the, oh, it costs this much money. That's what I want. I want the highest priced bow, or I want the biggest name. But they don't really think about, like, hey, what kind of shooter am I? You know, what type of hunting am I going to hunt with it? Am I going to target shoot? That's actually a really good point, and that's really cool you guys are doing that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the happier we can make the consumer in the long run, the better it's going to be for everyone, because they're going to be happy, they're going to be shooting right. more, they're going to be back in the store spending more money because they're enjoying the sport that intentionally, that's what they went in for. They wanted to do something they were going to enjoy, and if they get something they're not happy with, it's going to leave a bad taste in their
right.
mouth.
That makes a lot of sense, for sure.
So, yeah, so let's take a look at some of these. So, Dave, what kind of shooter are you?
Well, I'd say I am.
I guess what's important to you in a bow?
Important to me is not speed. It's going to be comfort, extreme comfort, okay. like Evolve Cams type comfort. Like I want to draw a bow. I don't want to have a lot of pressure when I'm pulling the bow. I want 80% let off. I want the most let off I can get. Because to me, when I'm bow hunting, some of the issues I have.
That's not the most let off you can get.
90. Well, I mean, I know, but
I
I'm just
know
saying.
I mean 90. I was like,
at least 80, but I just want to have that ability to hold on a deer. Okay, mm-hmm. So years ago, and I was using a different brand bow, but I was sitting there, and I had to hold on a deer for like 4 minutes. And if I didn't hold, it was game over, and I did it, but it was rough. I'm not going to lie. And that bow company's no longer around. But my point is, it was really rough, and it was winter. It was cold. It was like literally 15, 18 degrees out, and I'm holding this bow for like 4 or 5 minutes. If I let go, the deer's gone. I mean, it's game over. But I already been out there hours, you know. So for me, I got to be able to hold it back for a long time. I would say speed's not as much of a concern to me because in Michigan, you know, we're really hunting from fixed platforms. You know, 20-yard pop shots, I see Ted Nugent do it all the time with a 48-pound bow, so I'm not really concerned about speed necessarily, but anyway.
So you'd say you're a comfort guy, right?
Very comfort, yes. We'll go from that.
So what I love is look at the options you have as a shooter. I mean, you've got the Carbon Air Stealth Evolve Cam. You got the Carbon Air Stealth SE, which the only difference, that's the small Evolve Cam.
It's more of a geared towards people that are 29 inches and down and draw length down to about 24, so...
So, Ashley, that's all you, girl. All right.
In the bleachers over there.
Right, in the bleachers. All right, so you got the Evolve 35, which, again, like I said before, has tons of options. The Evolve 31 for your everyday hunter. Now, these two. Let's talk about these for a second because I think these are a little understated.
Yeah, I mean, the Ferocity is – it's going to kind of be the sleeper bow of the year, I think. I mean, you're looking at a $449 price tag for a bare bow. Or you can do the $649 package. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got a bow that basically has the Evolve cams as a three-track instead of the quad-track. You got 80% let off. You've still got that silky smooth Evolve cam feel to it, and the bow only weighs 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So
I mean, an
aluminum riser bow that weighs 3.5 pounds bare, you've got a really long riser, real short stubby limbs, so you're not going to have a whole lot of jump and feedback in that bow. It's just for the price tag, that's going to be the sleeper bow of the year, I think.
And then down here we have the Response.
So the Response is kind of based off the Vendetta platform as far as the riser goes, but from there on it's Evolve. So you've got the Evolve cam on it, 33 inches axle to axle, 7-inch brace height. At 90%, you're still shooting 330 feet a second, right. And that one retails at $799 for a bare bow.
Yes, you're basically...
That's what I was going to ask. You know, I was curious about the price points. I missed the price on the carbons. What's the price point of the carbon?
$14.99.
Okay, so, and again, like I said, you're talking premium carbon. There's stuff inside there. It's not like a normal, just a piece of carbon.
Well,
so.
Now, they've done some extra stuff on these besides just the carbon, right, to reduce weight?
Oh, we got titanium fasteners.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
yeah, okay. So I was going to ask that. Let's say so you're stainless or titanium.
Yeah, you're getting titanium fasteners. You're getting premium carbon. You're getting wedge lock. So you're getting like the greatest of where PSE's at with their stuff.
You look at the pockets and everything. That's the same stuff that's coming on our high-end target bows now, too.
Yeah, that's a sweet pocket.
That pocket is...
As I'm getting older, like weight on a bow for me, for some reason, is just important.
Yeah.
And every bow I've been looking at is under 4 pounds. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you noticed any problems with it being so light? Like when you shoot, there's a lot of shock to it? Or
no. With having the real short limbs on the Ferocity, there's hardly any feedback to that. The Response... Same thing as the Evolve. It's just that cam gives you such a dead feel in your hand when you shoot it.
So when you're walking in and out of the stand, I don't know. I just, as I'm getting older, I like something lighter in my hand instead of this heavy.
Yeah,
it's important
for sure.
To me, like you say.
I mean, you find things that you like, right? I mean, as a hunter, you've been through multiple bows. Being a part of BHP is a different kind of game because each year we're using different kinds of bows as testing. We'd just say, hey, try this one, try that one, you know. And Brian's been through multiple bows in the last couple of years, and so have we, most of us here. But, you know, it's interesting because you get one that you like a lot, and next year we make him switch. He's like, this is ridiculous. And we've been through that, like, multiple times, and it's part of the testing we do for Test Lab, and it's enjoyable because it gives us a little bit more in-depth. The only issue is, you know, by the end of the year, you guys are already launching your next year, right? But we still like to talk about it because we feel like it's important, you know, and I don't know. I think that you go through all these different things, and, you know, my thing is most of these bows here for me, at least, would be no issue at all shooting and hunting with and enjoying. Right. I mean, like I said, when I went and bought that PSC, it changed my mindset on the brand, but also on my confidence. And I can tell you, looking at the rest of those, I wouldn't have any issue at all using these amazing bows.
Yeah, so a big thing people don't understand right now is that Expedite, our new speed bow, you can get that with a 90% let off cams and still shoot 350 with it.
Wow.
So it's going to have the same draw cycle as an Evolve 35 with
still get 350 feet a second.
This is the bow that will be this is the bow that be on Test Lab that PSC confirmed with me. But I'm very excited about that because we've been real big into the speed this year, just like testing speeds, and it's been fun. People really like it with the hunting rigs and all that. And this bow looks amazing. I cannot wait to get this thing in here. And I know it's going to be phenomenal. I already know that it's going to be really exciting, but. The one thing I was going to ask about is, and I know we're kind of going through the line here, but crossbows. What's going on with the crossbows with PSE?
Yeah, so new this year we came out with the Thrive 400. So we've got our high-end crossbow we had a couple of years ago, the RDX 400. We've basically taken that drive system of the cams and the limbs and put it on a price point crossbow.
That looks great.
You're looking at a $599 price point for a crossbow that is rated at 400, but every single one I've shot through the chronograph has shot 408, 409, 410 all day long.
Yeah, that's a great price point for a crossbow for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is I like the website too. I don't know if you guys realize PSC changed their website.
Yeah, completely new.
Because I've changed a couple little times here and there, and then this is completely different. I love it.
It's gotten way more user friendly for someone who's looking for something to buy and not knowing what they're doing. So right when you click on the website, you get, do you want to take the survey to find out what kind of shooter you are? And you can go through a little questionnaire, and they'll steer you towards the bows that fit what you want.
You know, the thing about PSC, just so, you know, for the consumers out there, you can really go anywhere and find PSC. So just to be clear, they have the what you call the price point bows, right? Then you got the premium bows and the super premium bows. So you go to a Bass Pro Shop, you're going to see a PSC. You go to any of those shops like that, you're going to see PSC. And if you wanted to get their pro models, you're going to probably have to go to a pro shop, correct?
So we've got two different lines of bows. We've got a mainline bow that you'll see in your box stores, and then our pro series bows that are in pro shops only. So Pete's really big on, he wants everyone, no matter how much money they make or what they do, he wants them to be able to afford a PSE.
Yeah, so that's great.
It's you're not having to settle for something that's not the brand you want. It's if you're a PSE shooter, no matter how much money you make or how much you want to spend, you can buy one.
I love that. And here's Dan's talking about here. So if you guys get a chance to hit the website, this is what you're going to want to go ahead and get into and learn about. And this looks great, man. I really love what they did here. So cool. That looks great.
Yeah, Pete is still extremely heavily involved in the company. I know he's in engineering every day. I mean, he's an engineer by trade. He worked for Magnavox before, design of like weapon systems and things like that. And he got started with his first bow. He got a piece of aluminum, a drill and a belt sander, and made his first bow out of that. And that's how it all got started.
Wow,
that's cool, man.
Now, one last series that I want to talk a little bit about, because there's one particular bow in here that I think everyone's going to be surprised to hear me be excited about. But I want to ask, and I want you to just tell a little bit about it, because we all have kids, right?
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys remember the older mini burner they had until recently.
We've had it in the line for quite a while. We did a redesign this year, brought the price point down a little bit. So you're looking at a $199 package for a bow that it's 16 to 26 and a half inch draw length adjustment. We've got two peak weights, a 40 pound peak weight and a 29 pound peak weight. And a 40-pounder will go down to approximately 5 pounds, and a 29 will go down to 4 pounds.
Wow.
Wow, man.
That's cool.
So,
what's the color? Is it just yellow? Or you guys have some?
So you've got black, camo, and lime green.
Cool.
So, and with the package, you get the bow, rest, that stabilizer, sight, quiver, and 3 arrows.
Let's talk about real quick PSC accessories. What do you guys have as far as accessories?
We have our own line of accessories, our own PSC branded line of accessories. So we got the Amp Micro Sight. We've got Pete's favorite Phantom Fault dropaway rest. It's just a stupid simple dropaway rest that really, really works well.
Cool.
We got our own VibraCheck stabilizer.
That's right. I forgot about
brand
that.
Of that.
Yeah. VibraCheck. Very cool.
Now, I know this, but I don't know if Dave knows this, but you also rep another company that I'm a huge fan of as well.
Think it's right
there. Is this one right here?
Yep. AAE.
Yep, right? AAE. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing with AAE, because I know they have the very exciting stuff that came out this year.
Yeah, so we started repping for AAE this last year, and for me it's kind of been a match made in heaven because I've shot Target for a really long time, always liked the AAE stuff, so when it came time when they're like, hey, we picked up AAE, it's like, yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
I get a brand that I really believe in, just like PSE. I shot PSE for years before I started repping for them, so I've got a lot of experience with them and their products and know how good they are, so whenever I go into somewhere and try to sell them on the product, I have firsthand knowledge from my experience before being in the industry.
That's awesome. That's cool. They got great stuff, man. I've worked with them over the years here and there in different projects, and what did I work on with? I think I just worked on with something for you. I don't know why I think of that. I was like, I thought it was something for you a while ago. Maybe it was something for me. I know what it was. There was a photo shoot we did for a Target thing, and they sent the Freak Show for it. That's what it was. I have that around here somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the back room.
You saw it? Yeah.
It won't be there long. I'll steal it.
Yeah, they got great stuff, man. Their stuff works really well.
Right here we got the DOA, which you actually have installed on this.
This was actually the bow I hunted with this year, so.
Okay.
I put the DOA on it, and I mean, it's a cool design on how the rest actually works, where it's not like a traditional fall-away rest where when you get to full draw, you get to the back and the cord actually catches on part of the release that makes it fall. What actually happens is this piece in the front actually, when you shoot, comes forward and hits the front of the rest to make the rest go down.
Wow.
So if you imagine you draw back, the cord gets pulled down, you shoot, and as this comes up, this is staying up and supporting your rest until it gets to the front.
Wow.
It falls down. So it's supporting
your
arrow
crazy.
For probably 2/3 of the shot.
Wow. That's impressive.
So, and we've actually taken that rest on our high-speed cameras in Tucson.
Cool.
And it clears at 410 feet a second out of an Omen. So.
Holy cow.
Wait, did you say 410?
410 feet a second, that rest will clear.
Wow. I don't even want to know how the heck you made that bow go 410.
Don't ask how much rings.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I don't want to know. The question wasn't asked. Okay, so the DOA is an amazing rest. I've actually used that rest in the past. I've loved it. It's been fantastic. But there's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that on the website yet? Nope, there it is right there.
Right there, brand new.
Prophecy?
Tell us a little bit about this Prophecy.
Out of stock already.
It's a little familiar.
Yeah, these things were a hot ticket at ATA this year. So it's got the basic same internals as the DOA does as far as how the mechanism works. You lift it up to arm it, and then they change a little bit here on the part that actually releases the rest. So you've got a set screw there so you can actually field change this now. If you've got an extra piece of D-loop cord in your quiver and say you snag it or cut it with a broadhead or something, you can actually field change this.
Okay.
And then the other big thing they did was add the micro adjust to it.
Wow, that's cool.
So on the bottom of the launcher, you've got your big gang adjustments, and then on top and the side, you've got micro adjustments on it as well.
Yeah, very cool. That's awesome. Very exciting. Yeah, they do such a great job there. They've always been such good people, and the products are just really, really well engineered.
Yeah. And then the other one they came out with at ATA was actually the rod that's on this now. It's
that
the,
looks sweet.
Their new hunting stabilizer
very cool.
Called the Conquer. So that'll come in 6 and 8 inch lengths and actually has a Sims vibration dampener integrated into it. And the cool thing is they actually machined a groove for that Sims to go in, so
that's
can't,
cool.
So it can't
I was gonna
slide.
Say it looks very familiar. I was thinking Limb Saver, but I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't sure. But I'm
so you can change
smart.
Out all the colors, and they've got all different kinds of
cool.
colors of weights and stuff. If you're the kind of person that wants to make everything match, you can do it with that as well.
Cool. All right, man. Well, we're gonna wrap it up. So, Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
PSE, I believe it's PSE-archery.com, correct?
PSE-archery.com.
Yep. And then ArizonaArchery.com for the rest and stuff. Check all that out online. Again, PSE just killing it with some of these great designs this year, and you'll definitely see these bows being shot in Test Lab and stuff. In fact, we'll go out and get a couple shots of Chris shooting on video and post it for you guys real quick so you can check out the carbon bow too. So anyhow, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bowhunter Plant Podcast live.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.